The Hero Blob Christmas Special 2, 2011.
Ah, my friends, it's that time of year again. Christmas! And you know what that means, don't you? Kids around the world are waiting for a fat saint to bring them toys made in communist China. Yes, the holidays are coming again. Some kids are enjoying an advent calendar and nativity sets. Some kids are donning yarmulkes and spinning dreidels. Some kids are pretending it's the 90s and celebrating Kwanzaa, and others are just hiding the toys they already have to keep them from Satan on evil Christmas. But no matter where they are or what they're celebrating, they all share one thing in common. They love Blob. Girls and boys, dogs and cats, cosmonauts and Eskimos, they all love the adventures of the man who can turn into any liquid. But today, we'll tell you the story of someone who didn't love Blob. In fact, he hated him. This is the story of Devil Blob and how he tried to destroy everything that Blob loved. So gather round by the fire and listen to the story of how the Devil Blob got his due. And how appropriate the fire is, boys and girls. Because like all good Christmas specials, this story begins in the bowels of hell. Deep in the pits of Hades, Satan, tired from his constant duties as Prince of Hell and primary prosecutor of mankind in the Divine Court, sat down at his computer to check his emails.
Oh, at last a moment's rest, and a time to read emails from my admirers and clients. I'll just tap into Heaven's Wi-Fi and... Oh, a password? Let's try Jesus. Yes, that's his password for everything. He thought he could leave me down here with only AOL to rely upon. Okay, let's see. Joan of Arc, Martin Luther, Jose Canseco, Pat Hingle. Ah, yes, here we are. Something marked, from your favorite hero. I've been waiting for an email from Opla for centuries. And read it out loud. Dear Santa, all I want this year for Christmas is to be with my friends and enemies, together, getting along and having fun. Signed, Hero Blob. Oh my G-O-freaking-O-D-N-E-S-S. Hero Blob has discovered email? Oh no, this is bad. This is very bad. I've already got 7 legions of my demonic forces working day and night to incinerate all the snail mail he sends me down here. Now I have to deal with electronic versions too. Great Caesar's ghost!
Yes, your evil lordship.
No, Caesar, I wasn't calling you. It's just an expression. Get back to the Seventh Circle and keep working on making candies to mess up the teeth of the next monarch of Britain.
Yes, your heinous highness.
What can I do? Hear a blob with my email address? I'll have to shut down my accounts to begin with. You there, working on the road.
Yes, your satanic majesty?
You've been drafted into the Internet Technologies Task Force. Come here and delete my email account. Email all senders that I'll be reachable by fax only from now on.
Yes, master.
All senders, that is. Except the last one. Send nothing to the last one. Send nothing to heroblob@gmail.com.
Did you say heroblob@gmail.com?
Yes, heroblob@gmail.com. Official email account of Hero Blob, where you can send any message you want Hero Blob to hear. And you can receive a reply almost instantly. Hey, come to think of it, I think I recognize you. Didn't you have some dealings with Hero Blob yourself?
If by dealings you mean that he betrayed and killed me, then yes. That blobby bastard ruined my life and sent me here, to the fiery pits of hell.
Yes, yes, I can feel your rage. I have an idea, my child. How would you like a chance to re-emerge into the world up above? To re-emerge as something with enough power to ruin Blob's life and destroy him yourself?
The rage I have against Blob burns more brightly within me than the fire all around here. My desire for revenge can never be quenched. Yes, my lord, whatever it takes, I would do whatever you wish for a chance to get even with Blob.
Then gather round, my dear. Come close and accept from me the power to rise to Earth, to come to the surface and reign supreme this Christmas as an agent of evil, a master of mischief, a Devil Blob.
Meanwhile, back on Earth, Hero Blob was planning something exceptionally special. He'd gathered up all the criminals who had faced him and lived, and placed them all in a special circus train to cart them into the middle of town.
May the flame throw the person. Do you have any idea what's going on?
No, I have no idea at all. I'm just gonna eat this cannoli and wait things out.
I grew my body back for this, to get carted into a big stupid train, and for what?
I have a bad feeling about this. A very, very bad feeling.
Okay, fellas, here we are. Innocentville Town Square. Now just wait here in these specially designed cages, and our other friends will be along soon to see you to your fate.
I knew it. It's a death camp.
No problem. As long as you kill us by burning.
But I am too fashionable to die.
I always knew you'd do this. Fascists like you are always persecuting our kind.
Hey, whoa. What do you mean by our kind? I'm just a mad flamethrower person. I just like to watch things burn.
Yeah, Mr. Redhead. What exactly are you trying to imply about us?
Shut the heck up, all of you. Here comes our first guest.
Well, hello, Blob.
Mayor Kettle,
let us out of here, please.
Or toss us into Innocentville Volcano.
What's the meaning of this, Blob? Why are these men locked up?
Well, Mayor Kettle, I wanted all of us in the city to get together and sing some Christmas carols together. I thought these fools might try to get away, so I locked them all up in this big old circus cage.
Well, that sounds perfectly reasonable to me. I don't know why they'd be complaining. But Blob, you know my religious persuasions. Can't we at least sing one evil Christmas song too?
Of course we can, Mayor Kettle. Just because your religion is evil and perverse doesn't mean we won't include it all in our little ditty.
Marvelous, Blob. Absolutely marvelous. Now where are these other folks we've been waiting for?
I don't know. There was supposed to be an army of little tiny future clones of Precious Jim coming to sing the alto parts, but I can't see him anywhere.
Maybe you stepped on them.
No. I definitely know if I'd done that. Tiny Precious Jim clones always make a loud ba-dang noise when you step on them.
Oh, I'd forgotten all about that, but I wonder where they are.
Yeah, and that news reporter Rick McSandmeyer was supposed to be here too, and his friend Joe Gooblegup.
And Katarina and James said they'd be back for an early evil Christmas celebration this year.
Who the heck are they? Katarina? James?
Katarina is my daughter, and James is her eloping paramour. Didn't you see Vampire Blob's Silent Fangs of Horror? They were the stars.
Heck no. I read the reviews online and decided it wasn't worth watching.
There were reviews? Online?
Meanwhile, on the other side of Innocentville, a small army of small people dressed in matching white suits with pink dress shirts was slowly making its way to the center of town, impeded by the tiny size of the legs of each minuscule person. Yes, these are the Precious Jims. But, unbeknownst to the babbling crowd of tiny, precocious young men, a fire from hell was burning behind him. And out of the bubbling asphalt arose a figure of the night. What? Terrible! The Devil Blob!
Ah, here it is. My first chance to revenge myself upon Blob. And so easily, too. All I need to do is dance.
Devil Blob begins dancing to the wicked music that is conjured up, each step crushing dozens of Precious Jims until there is only one left.
Ah, one Precious Jim left. I think I'll use you to send a message to Blobby Boy in Innocentville Plaza.
Oh no, no, Nyaibo!
Yes, I'll just pick you up and toss you!
Back in Innocentville Plaza, Blob looks at his watch again, waiting for his other friends.
Rick and Joe should be here any minute now. Funny that the Precious Jims aren't here yet, though.
Yeah. Dang!
What the heck? A precious gym clone flying in the air landed on the asphalt and popped.
This is strange, Bob. It's like some kind of warning from the evil one. Well, I'm scared. Maybe we shouldn't go through with this carol ceremony.
Don't be silly, Mayor Kettle. Keep your superstitious beliefs out of this. All this sign tells us is that we can't rely on the precious gems to be our altos. While we wait for those newscasters to get here, we'll all just start practicing our carols for the big show.
I don't know, Hero Blob. I'm really scared.
I'm in charge here, not the forces of evil. Now come on and sing with us, Mayor Kettle. The first song on the list is The First Noel.
Okay, fine. Maybe it'll settle my nerves. Let's go, let's go!
The First Noel, the angels did sing.
Meanwhile, Joe Gooblegop and Rick McStanmire are trying to get to Innocentville Plaza, but are locked in a pointless squabble.
All I'm saying is that my special in Blob's Secret Origin is a better portrayal of the top issues of today than anything you've produced.
I have to disagree with you, Rick. My coverage of the Vampire Blob murders was unprecedented, and my mini-documentary on The Spider Freak left nothing to be desired in style.
Style? Maybe, Joe. But substance? Ha! You painted Blob like a madman, and helped convince the mayor to stick the military on him.
Well, let's be fair, he is pretty much a madman.
Shows what you know. He's a hero, and he always will be.
I'm afraid I'll have to disagree.
What? Who said that?
I don't see anybody.
Is there somebody there?
Yeah.
Holy moly.
There's somebody rising up out of the ground, covered in flames.
It's horrible. It's like an evil version of Blob.
It must be Vampire Blob.
No.
It's Mechana Blob.
Not so.
Pseudo Blob?
Wrong, Rick McStanmire. It's your friendly neighborhood, Devil Blob.
Devil Blob?
Yes, and it's high time you paid for casting Hero Blob in so positive of a light. He's evil, and soon everyone who loves him and everyone he relies upon will be dead or damned.
No, no, don't come any closer with that sharp clawed fiery hand. Don't do it. No!
Burn, burn in the flames of Hades, and die from the hole in your heart, if lifted by me, Devil Blob.
That was pretty horrifying, Mr. Devil Blob, though no big loss to the mass media.
You, Joe Gooblegop, you have often defied the popular opinion concerning Hero Blob, presented him in a wicked light which he deserves.
Hey, I'm just fair and balanced, what can I say?
Yes, and for that I shall not kill you.
Ooh.
Only maim you horribly.
Thank goodness. Wait, what?
There. Bear the mark of your melted skin for life, Joe Gooblegop. And when children see your skull-like face and scream, think of Blob and grow to hate him even more.
This is Joe Gooblegop, signing off.
Well, that was a nice song, but it sure is odd that everybody's not here yet.
Yes, Blob, I'm worried about Katarina and that horrible boyfriend of hers. I'm gonna go back to the Mayoral Palace to check if they're there. But I'll be back here as soon as I can for more singing.
Suit yourself. It's too bad he's running off. He'll miss out on these wonderful candy canes and mince pies I've prepared for the occasion.
Candy canes?
Mince pie! That like a pizza pie? I want some!
Oh yeah, give me some of that pie, cutie pie.
Huh? What's that? I can't hear you over the sound of me eating all these Christmas foods.
Meanwhile, Mayor Kettle walks toward the Mayor Palace, through the abandoned streets of Innocentville.
Oh boy, this street sure is spooky these days. Well, I've never noticed it before, but the buildings sure are tall and looming. Boy, oh boy, I'd hate to encounter something scary here.
Then I hope you don't mind encountering me.
Oh, Blob, it's you. I didn't know you followed me. I thought you were still back there with the criminals singing.
Ugh. Knowest thou not an evil fiend when you see one? I am Devil Blob, scourge of the earth, given form simply for revenge.
Say, if you're here, then who's keeping an eye on those criminals? They're slippery fellows, you know, and they could escape at any time.
And why should that concern you? The so-called Hero Blob would just round them up again and unjustly confine them, or better yet, kill them.
Who knows how many innocents could be hurt in the process. I have a heart for the people, just like my campaign ads say, and I couldn't take it if anything were to happen to the innocent citizens of Innocentville.
A heart for the people, eh? But you had no heart for me when you assigned me to work with the hero Blob. No heart for protecting my interests or my safety. No heart for protecting the world from Blob. Well now, thanks to me, Devil Blob, you'll have no heart at all.
What are you talking about, Hero Blob? My heart.
Yes, I've torn your heart from your chest. And you know what they say? Eat your heart out. Now you'll eat your heart for real.
Katarina, I'll miss you.
Merry Christmas! Be sure to continue the action in part 2 of the Hero Blob Christmas Special 2.